Just to give you a quick overview, we'll go into more detail in other modules, and I do have a deeper dive training on the functionality of the immune system as well. But just know that the immune system is really broken up into two large phases, and each of those large phases are broken up into smaller phases, right? You've got the innate immune response, which is the early and late innate immune response. And then you've got the adaptive immune response. The innate immune response is typically driven by non-specific immune cells, meaning they show up to an area. Imagine there's, flies in the room, and they're going to kill all those flies with a blowtorch, right? So they're just blowtorching the area. They're absolutely killing the flies, but they're also burning the walls a little bit. But that's their job. Their job is to show up quick when there's a problem and blowtorch the area to try to kill anything that's in that area that might be a problem, including some of your own cells. They're going to damage your own cells. And then in the middle of that late innate response, you've got these cells called dendritic cells and macrophages that come along and start gobbling up cellular debris from all of these areas and then presenting that cellular debris to your adaptive immune system as if that is the potential culprit that's causing the problem. Then your adaptive immune system, which is a T cell and B cell and antibody system, creates very specific immune responders to that potential target, right? And then the next time you encounter that target, you don't have to go through the innate immune response. Your T cells and B cells respond right away, and then they use antibodies to neutralize it without creating all of this inflammation. Because the innate immune response is where all the inflammation occurs. That's the part that makes you sick. When you encounter a virus or something like that, and you feel fever and lethargic and nauseous and all those things, that's your innate immune system responding to the presence of the virus. Once those symptoms start to go away, it doesn't mean that the virus is completely gone. It just means that your adaptive immune system is now taken over. The innate immune system steps aside. The adaptive immune system is now really targeted at killing all of that virus without creating all of the symptomology, right? And every phase of this immune response requires signaling and influence from the microbiome. So essentially, your immune system can't operate the way it's supposed to if you don't have the right signals from your microbiome. One of the things that might happen is if you don't have the right signals, you may get stuck for a longer period of time in the early innate response, which is very inflammatory and very damaging in general, right? So some individuals will get exposed to a virus and then they'll be in that state for 5 to 7 days. Some individuals will get exposed to the same virus and in 2 days can move to asymptomatic dealing with the virus, right? And that's in part dependent on how quickly your immune system can shift from one phase to the other. And that also is dependent on what your microbiome looks like and what it's doing. So your immune system function is critical. And there's tons of crosstalk between your immune system and the microbiome, and there's lots and lots of mechanisms in action here. A couple of things I'll just mention: the IgA. Remember the excretion of secretory IgA? That comes from signals from your microbiome. Short chain fatty acids like butyrate and all that, they activate so many mechanisms in your body, in the lining of your gut, in your immune system, that it's critical, that they're critical for immune function. So in particular, goblet cells. Goblet cells make up your mucosal tissue, right? So goblet cells require butyrate and short chain fatty acids to function. You've got other cells like GPR. This is a G protein coupled receptor on the enteroendocrine cells that then secretes other effectors after that, including some of these other GPRs that create 5-HT. That's a precursor to serotonin. Other GPRs that activate GLP-1. Those are all mechanisms that are needed for metabolism, for immune function, for motility, all of that. And all of these signals are coming from the microbes up here, right? Primary bile acids and secondary bile acids, the metabolization of bile acids to secondary bile acids are also really important for motility and managing the homeostasis in large bile, and in particular for activation of GLP-1 and 5-HT. Again, completely microbiome dependent here. Right. So these are just some of the examples to think about and absorb so that you really start to understand all of the roles that the microbiome plays. Thereby, just from the things I explained just now, if your gut is imbalanced and if your microbiome is not working with your immune system, that starts to look like frequent digestive issues, right? Intolerances of food, reaction to certain foods, allergies, asthma, chronic skin conditions, eczema, psoriasis, all of that can also be traced back to triggers from the gut and the immune system that are overreacting, chronic fatigue, frequent infections, persistent joint pain, chronic inflammation, autoimmune conditions, eventually anxiety, depression, brain fog, and then weight fluctuation and metabolic issues as well, right? So lots and lots of things can stem from just a couple of these mechanisms here not functioning properly because you don't have a healthy, diverse microbiome, right? So if you have a particular condition, right? Let's say you're dealing with an autoimmune condition, right? Let's say you're dealing with Hashimoto's. The interventional mindset will be, okay, what do I do about Hashimoto's specifically? Now, the thing is, it's hard to think about what to do with Hashimoto specifically and ignore all of these things and work on just one mechanism, right? That doesn't work. You actually have to work on everything. All of these things become important in getting your body to move away from a Hashimoto's-like response because you need Treg cells, you need IgA, you need to tighten up tight junctions, you need to reduce LPS, you need to increase diversity, you need more crosstalk, you need secondary bile salts. All of these things are required, right? So it's not an intervening single mechanism approach. You have to modulate the entire ecosystem and push it into the right direction, right? So these are all the things that are good signs and symptoms that your immune system and your microbiome are playing well.